Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions, and a lot has happened in the 19 or 20 months since I talked to this duo from the Black Tones. They are twins, brother-sister pair. They are not in the same room anymore, but maybe they've gotten tired of each other over the past year and a half or so. Ava, Cedric Walker, some of the big names in Seattle music over the last couple, over the last year and a half. You guys have like risen like quite a few steps, I feel like. But and without any further ado, the Black Tones, how you guys doing?
Kevin, just so I can just throw in there, like, we don't live in the same room, but we do live in the same apartment complex.
Really?
In different buildings. So it's like the closest you could be to sharing the womb as adults, I
think.
Oh, my
God.
It's pretty cheesy. It's, yeah.
That's exactly it. We can't be that far from each other.
Am I allowed to ask? I mean, I don't want to, you know.
Kevin, you can ask whatever you want.
Set you guys up with any stalkers? But am I allowed to ask what neighborhood you guys reside in? Like what kind of, what area of Seattle?
How dare you ask that? No, we live in Columbia City.
Oh, nice. Awesome. I think I may have already asked you that. Anyways, guys, so, dude, first off, the year's coming to a close. You guys both do radio shows. Cedric, you do yours for Hollow Earth. What was the show again?
Spaceship Radio, which was originally Eva's show that I was like the assistant on. And then she graduated to something, as you're getting ready to mention here in a second, a little bit more cooler, I guess. I don't know what else to say.
Wouldn't say cooler. I would say as cool, but on a bigger, I don't know. Maybe it's cooler. I don't know. Whatever. I think they're both really cool. And I'm sorry. I think I said Ava. You're Eva.
Yes, but you know, yes, it's Eva, but you're kind of one of the only people in the world that I'm like, Kevin can call me whatever he wants. We just love you, man. You can call me Evil Eva, you can call me Tom Hanks, you can call me whatever you want, Kevin.
All right, well, I appreciate that, but I'm not going to give myself a pass. I got to be professional here. Ava. All right. So you guys both do radio shows, obviously. Hollow Earth and then KXP Audio Oasis. You've been going strong for, what is this, 3 years now?
Yes, actually. Yeah. Awesome. It'll be about 3.5 years. Good memory on that. Yeah.
I hear you all over the documentary. My boss, Ryan Castle, voiced Breaking Waves of Seattle. You're all over that, talking about the Seattle music scene and how it inspired you. But my question for you guys, you guys both cover local music and stuff. What are some of your favorite albums of this past year? Some of your favorite music. And it doesn't have to be local, but, you know.
Yeah.
Some of your favorite stuff.
I'm going to start with local, though. I have to say, Warren Dunes, Get Well Soon, man. Mm. They did a really great job with that record. And they're still like, they're close friends of mine, but I don't want that to cloud any like judgment. Like they're literally, I mean, we're friends because I was like, they're amazing. I need to know them. Mm-hmm. They're unlike any band I've ever heard. So Warren Dunes, and then Barrett Martin came out with a really cool, like sort of ambient sort of album called Still Points. And he wrote kind of a whole, there's like a book that goes with it. It's this whole thing. And I was, Barrett Martin is just not only a champion of the band, but just like all around great Northwest guy. So I really like his record too. And I just made my top 10 list for KEXP. So I'm trying to remember what I have on there. And I know I have those two on there. But for some reason I'm blanking on the other ones. There was a lot of cool Northwest stuff that came out.
You know, Tres Leches, which maybe I'm being a little biased to, like they had a new single that they dropped. Eva, you would know better than me if they came out with the album yet.
I'm pretty sure Nieve, I think that was this year.
Yeah, Nieve. That one's good.
Really good.
And yeah. I think we heard them play that. We were doing something at Nectar, and they had like, was it Nectar? We heard them like debut
it was,
that.
Yeah,
that
I think
was
it was
awesome.
Nectar. I'm pretty sure that came out this year.
Yeah. It's funny because I'm getting like I was showing Eva because I came with Eva. I'm getting music from like these guys out of like Detroit and stuff, and it's kind of Motowny.
Killer.
I can't remember the name of the band because I'm awful at remembering names, so forgive me.
Me too.
I had to bring up Black Ants too, just because, and that's actually a band Eva introduced me to as well. Like the sound is like nothing I've ever heard before. Which is really, really awesome. These are all people that I know too as well, so I'm just going to go ahead and admit that. I'm not going to sit. I'm trying not to be biased, but I do know them and they're good people.
I know it's hard to choose. Like it's like, hey, they're my friends, but they're also really, really good, and we're
friends
because I was like, can we know each other? I'm a fan, so it's all genuine.
You turned me on to Black Ends as well, Eva. And I said that right this time. All right, cool.
Yeah.
You turned me on to Black Ends, and I gotta say, I went to Freak Out Festival. Cedric from King Youngblood got me in. Cameron. I'm sorry, Jesus. Cameron from King Youngblood got me in, and I went and checked out Nicole's other band, and it blew me away. I was just expecting maybe some indie rock. And they're called like Rainbow Death Cult
Coalition. Yeah,
I was just expecting some like, you know, pretty chill indie or something, you know, and it was just straight up grindcore, hardcore. I was like, hell yeah, dude!
I haven't seen them live yet. Oh, I want to see.
They
them
are
so
punk as f- dude.
Oh, I love it.
They started a pit, man.
That was
cool.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. That's how you know it went down.
The front vocals, I believe, for that group, right? I'm pretty sure.
I didn't know anything about him.
Yeah. Maya's a fantastic singer, musician. I'm pretty sure she fronts the Rainbow Death Coalition. I feel like there's a fourth word in there. It's like Rainbow something Death Coalition.
It feels like it should be Unicorn, but I don't think it's right. So we covered some of the albums of 2021, but I wanted to talk to you guys about just like, you know, so when we originally had you guys in the studio, you guys were going to go down to South by Southwest. You had this big tour ready, but then obviously things pivoted. You guys did some live stream concerts. Is that right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
But then you guys were some of the first out the gate with some big outdoor shows. You did the big Boeing show, the show at the Boeing hangar, which I got to ask, what was that? What was the energy like at that? At the like one of the first big outdoor concerts in Seattle? Must have been really, really
cold. Cold. No, it was a blast.
Cold.
It was like, it got to like 32 degrees by the time we got on. And the funny part is just like, everyone was still out there ready to listen to music. So like, you could tell people were hungry. And I know, and maybe Eva will tell the story better than me, but like Eva had this whole outfit ready and she just like, no, it's not going to happen. And she comes out and tells the crowd, like, I had an outfit, but I'm going to wear this because I'm freezing. Yeah. And everyone was just like, yes, we can relate. Absolutely. It's cold as out here, you know, like, so it was real. It was something we all wanted. And like the crowd was like hungry, but mm-hmm. we all realized that it was March in Seattle. And it was like, oh God, like maybe we could have waited till like June. I don't know.
Yeah, the audience energy was still really great. They got up and they danced and they were out there for the whole show because there was even an opener. And I mean, they stayed for everything. Mm. They had their like blankets on, their hats, their big jackets, their hand warmers, and they were out there to support. And it was, I'm just so thankful for the crowd out there. I was like, this is our show, you guys. Like, you guys, like all of us, you know, yeah. the crowd and the band. It was, they made it incredible.
So that was, you know, kind of the launch off point for what became like the summer of Black Tones here in the Northwest. You guys were all over the place playing tons of big festivals. It seemed like every weekend you guys were playing something big, or, you know, you guys flew out for a couple big shows down in San Francisco. And then what are some of the other places you guys played over the past year?
During this week, we did Oakland and we played Tree Fort for the first time. We were supposed That's to play right. it when Idaho. It happened and, you know, it was postponed. So we finally got to Idaho and Treefort was great. Yeah. That was really fun to play. Awesome musicians. We got to headline one of the venues there. And
we jumped out to Bend as well.
Yeah.
Oregon.
Some places in Oregon. And we're going back to Oregon. We're going to do like this mini tour actually coming up. We're doing Spokane with Django and then Portland with Fishbone. And then it's going to end at the Paramount Theater for the Nirvana viewing of the movie of the Nirvana playing at the Paramount 30 years ago.
Hosted by Nirvana's own friend, Marco Collins.
That's right.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's right.
You guys are playing with Nirvana.
You know, somebody else said that. Charles Cross. I talked to Charles R. Cross today.
Yeah.
Or yesterday.
You're opening for Nirvana.
He said the same thing. Yeah. He's like, doesn't it feel like you're opening for Nirvana? I was like, I never thought about that. I just kind of saw it as like honoring Nirvana. I didn't see it as like playing with them. I was like, that's super sweet. Yeah. And like, that's cool to think about it that way. But I didn't even think of it like that until Charles mentioned it yesterday. I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
I think it'd be funnier if they played it before you guys so that Nirvana was opening for you. Which is the way it should be, to be honest.
You're like, hey, we have to delay our set. Can you just play the movie first and we'll play right after?
I mean, nostalgia's cool and all, but Black Tones is what's going on right now in 2021.
Right? And we're actually going to have Craig Montgomery, who originally was Nirvana's sound guy for a lot of their shows, I think from 89 to 93 or 94. He did the sound for that Paramount show that Nirvana did 30 years ago. And he actually reached out to me and said, hey, I worked with Nirvana. I actually did the sound in that movie. And I would love to be your front of house for the Paramount show. And so I looked him up to make sure it was all legit. And of course it was. Yeah. And I was like, absolutely. We would be honored. That would be amazing. I was like, and like you should be there, not like you could be there, like you should. Craig Montgomery should be there.
Yeah.
So we're really glad to have him part of the Black Tones crew for this show.
That's awesome. I'm glad that they have a current band playing, because and no shade to, you know, like I love the Nirvana and the Alice in Chains and the Soundgardens and all of that stuff, but nostalgia can only get you so far, and you have to realize there is a current crop of amazing, talented artists. And I've always been of the belief that the most important music is the music that's being made today and you can see today and you could feel and touch, you know? Absolutely. I think it's cool that they have, you know, an actual like current band. It's not throwback.
Yeah. You know, shout out to STG. They've been very, very good to us. We really appreciate them for thinking of us for this.
That's awesome. So I had to notice, did you guys add a member or two to the band?
Man, Kevin, we cannot keep bass players for some reason.
Okay.
So we have I don't know what it is, but we are now joined by our good friend Brandon, who goes by Ezekiel Lords.
Killer.
Who is my our newly adopted older brother.
Awesome.
We kind of disowned the other one, mm-hmm. the blood one. So Brandon's our new older brother. And he's just an amazing bassist. And he now plays with us. And then sometimes I'll put my husband, Jake, on keys because mm-hmm. we've been writing more songs in the studio where I'm like, man, I want organ here or I want keys here. And then sometimes I want that in the live show. So Jake will learn keys part, but Jake is actually also a bassist. So it's also helpful to like, we're a family band, you know, Jake's my husband. It's like, if Brandon can't do a gig, Jake sits in and does it. So we have two ideal bass players right now. One I'm married to and one that's like a very, very good friend of ours. And so we just kind of go between those two and we're like, okay, this is hopefully the final lineup, the four of us.
Nice. Well, okay, so you brought it up, so I have to ask. You said in the studio, so which leads me to wonder: have you guys been working on a new album? Working on recording anything? Are we allowed to discuss that, or is there a new material possibly coming out in 2022?
I don't know. Even you said it the other day. Like, I don't know how much we can say. I mean, we got a really cool release coming up. I guess next year sometime. I guess that's the safest way to put it, which is like obvious, right? Because it's December. But
you shared a picture with Jack and Dino. That's all I know.
Yeah. I guess that's all I can say right now. I don't know. Like, I'm never good at these things either.
Yeah, I don't know what the rule is. We're so indie that we're like, we don't know what the rule is. But like, you can't open a cafe. But yeah, we've got like a and B side single that's going to be coming out, cool. And we're very, very excited about it. And we were in the studio, two different studios, actually. We worked with Jack and Dino and Don Farwell of Earwig. And we have two songs. And one features a really cool lady. I could probably say who the feature is, right?
Yeah.
One, the B-side features like some vocal riffing, backing vocals from this lady named Edna Holt, who was one of the backup singers for the Talking Heads. And she's in the movie Stop Making Sense.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's on the B side of the single. And so we're super excited. And I think that's as much as we can.
Yeah.
Say. We don't know the rule.
Okay. So can I ask, is it going to be a self-released?
No.
Yes,
as in yes, you can ask it. And no, it won't be self-released.
Cool.
Yeah. But we haven't like.
No.
Like, I can say we haven't like, signed any.
Yeah. We don't have like a. Yeah, we haven't like signed a thing or anything.
Still indie for sure.
Yeah, well, someone's releasing it.
All I will say is that the album is now, you know, a few years old now. You guys have done a ton of shows. All I can assume is that something's coming. So I'll just put that out there: is fans of the Blacktone. Blacktones, there will be stuff coming out soon, I'm assuming. And they said, A side, B side, and I'm assuming probably more from there. So we'll just, you know, keep our ear to the street as far as, you know.
Yeah, we want to strategize in a way where, you know, we want to make whatever music we want, record whatever we want, but we're not really into like putting so much stuff out all the time. We're super like, hey, we'll put it out when it's ready to be put out. You know, we don't really follow any algorithms, like put a record out a year. We're just kind of like, you know, if you want to stick around and, mm-hmm. and you hear something, then cool. You stuck around and you heard it. But we don't like to feel the pressure of like quotas. We're kind of like, because then I feel like that's where the soul kind of gets lost in some of the music. Unless you're someone who just can push out songs like crazy, like no other, so you just have to keep releasing albums, like all power to you, that's awesome.
But you don't need to be on that record label touring cycle, put out a record, then tour, then put out a record,
we're more into, I think, wanting to tour more off of what we have, and then new stuff that probably isn't recorded yet, because there's a whole world who still hasn't heard our freaking set that everyone in Seattle's heard 2,000 times. so we don't really like follow like. And being indie, you have the freedom to not like have any quotas. You can release it how you see fit, and then also put in the the love, because some musicians work slower than others. Some writers work slower than other writers, you know? So we kind of just go at the pace that feels good until, I don't know, maybe someone swoops us up some label and is like, you got to put this out now. Like, okay. But right now,
now here's we're the like, quota.
Our freedom of when we want to put it out.
Okay. Well, I have a couple questions then, as far as, you know, you mentioned that you love, you want to focus more on like playing out and touring and getting, you know, people out there that haven't seen your set. What are some places you'd like to tour now with the world opening up? Obviously it seems like plans, you know, change and borders close every week or so, but you know, if things in a perfect world, what were some places you would love to go and play?
I want to go to the UK and Japan really bad. And as far as the US, like New York, Atlanta, we have like a 2-week tour plan. That's like mostly on the West Coast. That's happening next year. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, I want to go to Europe and play some rock and roll in Germany and England and, you know, those folks love classic rock and roll sounds.
Cedric, what about you?
I'd have to, you know, echo those same sentiments, like Europe, Asia, you know, all over the world, really. Like, obviously, you know, back east, down south, as Eva mentioned. I'd love to go to South America, too. Like, you know, anywhere down there, I feel like would be a blast to go and play. So the short answer is all around the world.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah,
and collaborate with like artists from around the world. Like, I think Nigeria has some of the best music in the world. I love to collaborate with like Nigerian rock bands, you know, stuff like that. And there's a lot of everywhere.
And I had met an African artist when Eva and I got a chance to go to the Latin Grammys a few weeks ago, and he was saying basically what he was saying. He's like, yeah, if you make it in Nigeria, like you've conquered the continent of Africa. And so like Nigeria is where all the like, you know, big, big top African talents at, you know? And so that would be awesome to get into that like music world over there, that scene.
I like that you say scene and not market, because market sounds so capitalistic, but you know, it's like, I gotta open up the market, you know. But, you know, it's like it is a term, but you know, scene is a lot cleaner, you know. It's it was dirty.
Totally.
We're definitely artists. I don't even know. You could probably count on two fingers the amount of times we've probably ever said market. Like, nice. I don't say that very much.
You don't say A town or B town, tertiary markets and stuff. Yeah. okay, so you guys have both been in the spots where you've now kind of rubbed shoulders with some of your heroes, playing shows with them, probably going to like parties and stuff, or you know, and having them on your radio shows and whatnot. What's been a moment where you kind of had to pinch yourself and be like, bro, what? Like I'm hanging out with so-and-so. Like, has there been any of those? Cause there's been a couple for me where like, I was like, what was it? They do Motley Zoo, you know, Motley Zoo Animal Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
They had those back at a KSW Pain in the Grass. And I was just like hanging out with like Rob Zombie. And I was like, bro, what? Like, you know, like that was a specifically like a what? So for you guys, what's been a moment where you're just like, pinch me now. This is, or like my 13-year-old self would be in my pants.
Yeah. Mine's is like probably kind of dorky, but, and I'm going to mention two very quick ones. I got to talk to Herb Alpert.
Yeah. Saw that.
You know, I got to talk to him on the phone, and during the interview, he played his trumpet with a mute on it. And he's like, I wake up every morning doing this. Burr, 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 burr. And I clipped it and made it my ringtone, but I was just like, oh my god, I'm hearing her on my trumpet. I can't believe it.
That's so cool. Like,
and then when I talked to Mike McCready on the phone, he told me that the first time he heard The Key of Black, he was floored. And I was like, one of my songs did that to you. That's amazing. So yeah, those were two like really dorky pinch me, I can't believe that's happening moments.
I would say I actually shared this one the other day where I guess it's also cheesy and we're a family band, so sorry, but we opened for Mavis Staples and I was backstage with her, and you know, she's the singer of the Staple Singers.
Oh yeah.
I actually, you know, we played I'll Take You There right at the beginning of my wedding. That's like I walked out to, you know, and she goes, "Hey, how you doing, sugar?" And like I totally blew it because, you know, I'm just thinking like this is what my mom used to play and stuff. Yep. And I just kind of look at her and I'm like, And then like I'm like staring at her, and after a while, security's like, "Okay, we're gonna give Mavis some space now." And I was like, I ruined it. Like I didn't even say anything. I just went like, and she just kind of looked at me like I was a mute or something. It was pretty bad, but I was like starstruck, right? Because it's like someone I heard as a kid, and here I am as an adult. Like, so I didn't think I was gonna get starstruck, but I did. It was incredible.
You know, I thought you were going with that story. I thought you were going to say she hit on you, which would be really funny and awesome.
I mean, maybe she was. Maybe that's what the sugar was. You know, I don't know. But I just didn't know.
You tensed up.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm in the presence of greatness. And yeah, your mom's like, should have gotten me an autograph. What the hell? How are you guys talking about like being in the presence of greatness and all of that stuff? And then also, you know, touring the world. Must be pretty cool to see the homie Aaron Jones opening up for the fucking Rolling Stones.
Yeah, that's insane. That was so insane.
I was so happy. I felt like I got the news.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know when you're so happy for someone. Mm-hmm. Like I think I was like smiling the rest of the day after I saw the post. I was just like. Yeah. For some reason, life is good. And this is not happening to me. Yep. Like, I was just like, so he deserved it. He deserves it so much. Aaron's worked so hard for so long. I was thrilled. And actually, before he left this last time, right, he went to Europe.
Oh, yeah. He was over in France delicious food he was eating.
He sent me a text and was like, "Hey, come over to my house while I'm in town at 6. I'll be here." And I think he was like bring Cedric and Jake or whatever. Like he was having a get together. And I was 6. So I didn't even get to like see him after the Stones thing because I would have been like, "Tell me about the Stones."
Right.
So I didn't get to see him before he left this last time, but it was nice that, you know, he was still thinking of us and stuff, but I'm so freaking proud of him. And this was long overdue. Like he should be open for the Stones 7 times over. Like he's worked so hard and I was so happy.
And like kind of what Eva was saying, it's like you watch somebody work so hard and put so much of their effort and blood and sweat and, you know, I think on top of being happy for him, you look at it and you're like, you know what? I'm working hard too. And it gives you hope because you see somebody who, you know, came from where you're at and you're like, oh yeah, like this is what it's all about. Like this guy's been busting his ass and I've been busting my ass too. Like, and one day I can get, so you're just happy to see kind of the results of his hard work. And you know that, you know, yours is not too far to follow. So it's nice.
That should drive the Seattle musicians here. And especially him being a Black rock musician. It was just like, I think that's why I was so happy. I think that's why I was smiling.
Yeah, there's a lot of pride behind it.
Yay, we can all do this.
There's a lot of pride behind this.
Yeah, it's like, you just got to work. So I was just happy to see that result for him. And again, that gives you hope, really, seeing that.
That, man, it's awesome seeing him up on those stages with that filthy hat, you know, that trademark hashtag filthy hat, man. And it's awesome, dude. It's like, it's for as much, you know, like kind of corny stuff comes out on mainstream and like on like major labels, you see something like that and you just go, yes, something is right here. And
right.
Yeah. You mentioned how awesome it is to see like a Black rock musician from Seattle and stuff. And I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I do have a question based on, you know, something that he said in Breaking Waves, the audio series. And I was curious if this is something that is also kind of like a something you've ever experienced where he said that, you know, he doesn't consider himself a blues artist, but because he's black, people will always be like blues rock. And yeah. Is that something that happens to y'all?
We had somebody try to call us world rock one time because they didn't want to call us rock and roll. It's like, no, we're just rock and roll, yo.
Yeah.
And they're like,
what the hell is world rock? Like Yanni is world rock, I think.
Putumayo yeah. mixtapes. Yeah. No, it's not.
And it's like, it's like they
are not Afrobeat. I'm sorry.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Exactly right. That's it. And it's like, they try to beat around the bush and it's like,
yeah,
nah, it's just rock and roll, man. And that's all it is.
We, I mean, for years it was blues funk or blues R&B or funk R&B or blues, you know, blues would come before, like all of that would
just call us a gangster rap group.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. 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 What you just call
say
it?
Say what you really want to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, why don't you just call us Public Enemy? You know, like, yeah, yeah, totally. And it's like, and I would say, like, we just play rock and roll. I love blues, old turn of the century blues. And I mentioned that that's an influence, but we're playing rock and roll music. Mm-hmm. We're
way more
not,
grunge than blues.
You know, yeah. And I mean, we're like, and I'm not trying to compare ourselves to them because they're huge. But, you know, speaking of the Rolling Stones, the rock and roll we play is not much different than the style of the Rolling Stones, because it is like, you know, blues influence, and that's why I call it rock and roll. Yeah. But it's like we're not funk blues like people will call us. And Jake interviewed George Clinton, and George Clinton said one of the reasons they start going by, you know, identifying as a funk band is because white rock radio stations wouldn't play them as a black rock band. Mm-hmm. And you listen to albums like Maggot Brain. I mean, come on, it's freaking rock and roll music. Yeah. You know, like there's some wah, whatever. And like, there's definitely some funk vibes in funkadelic stuff, mm-hmm. of course, but there's also just some rock and roll records mixed in with there, you know? And so, yeah. And now people call us a rock band and a rock and roll band, but we had to earn it, I guess. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, you had to make sure, you had to like prove that you were, you know, worthy yeah. of the rock and roll mantle.
Anyway. Yeah, I guess we had to sign some contract and give some blood, and then they decided we were a rock and roll band.
Yeah, well, have you ever seen that movie Ghost Town?
I don't think so. I have.
No.
There's this terrible. Okay, so like when I hear the word blues rock, I always think of there's this like really. So there's this there's a actor in there who's like loves old blues, and this girl brings him to a blues club, and on stage is this blues band, and they're this like Creed sounding band called Blues Hammer, and they're just the cheesiest thing ever.
Oh, so, I've heard of Blues Hammer.
Yeah,
isn't so it Creed like blues Hammer. Christian rock or something?
It's terrible. Whenever I think of blues rock, I always think of Blues Hammer. Look up Blues Hammer on YouTube.
That is so fun. Yeah. Well, take this with a grain of salt. I mean, the Ramones were more blues rock than we are. They were playing the blues just like, you know, at freaking 150 beats per minute.
Yeah. Local blues rock band, the Blacktones, getting big. Yeah. No. Anyways, moving on. So, I am curious about, so one question that I do like to kind of ask a lot of musicians during this, you know, pandemic time, it's not hard to imagine a day, you know, based on, you know, whatever, you know, maybe not seeing friends, maybe not. And this was obviously before you could go out and play shows and stuff during the time where, you know, you were very much inside and not really able to go out and be around people and maybe had like crappy days. What's an album that can get you through a crap day? You can put on your headphones, whether it be an album that gets your aggression out, an album that makes you smile, an album that makes you cry, just an album that you can go back to and get put you in a good spot. And Cedric, let's start with you. We're always starting with Eva. Let's start with you, Cedric.
Yeah, well, for me, like, I found myself actually going back into my like R&B feel because, you know, Seattle's cloudy. Yeah, totally, man. Drinking brown liquor.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm just picturing you like Genuine in that music video. maybe I shouldn't have pictured you like that, but you know.
And there's this band called Child that I ran into, and they're like this kind of synthetic soul band, kind of very, very alternative too, though. And they just kind of put me in a really kind of like smooth mood. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was like, I can kind of like glide through the day. Yeah, it's called Child. I think they're out of like LA. They're not like super huge, but they're like, they're obviously bigger than us, but they're not like mainstream yet. I wouldn't know exactly where to kind of put them at, but they're pretty good. It's a band that I ran into and I fell in love with during the pandemic. So
Grown, that's the vibes, Grown and Sexy vibes, right on.
That's right. Well, you know, I was, married and kids, so you know, I have a different vibe in my house.
Eva over here is just rocking out to some freaking punk rock and dancing around.
You are going to laugh when I tell you what my go-to record is. It's okay. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, Whipped Cream and Other Delights. It's my favorite record of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes. That I go to that easily almost every time. Every song on there is perfect. And it reminds me of my grandparents. But I love the like late 60s, Latin jazz like music. It's just so good.
And you got to talk with him, so.
Yeah, so that was like the icing on the cake. I was like, ah! So yes, quite the opposite of punk rock in a way.
All right, cool. Well, the next Blacktones album is going to be a blues rock focused album that mixes Herb Alpert with Child.
Featuring Genuine.
Oh my God. I'm just making myself cringe over here. So guys, 2022, what can we expect? Some more touring and, you know, at least a A and B side, at least a couple songs at least.
Yes.
At minimum. Yeah.
Nice.
But definitely like we are a live show band. We love performing live. So just a lot of touring likely. We like being in the studio. It's fine. La, 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 la. But I think also why we don't push a bunch out is just because we're always like wanting to just play live. You just want to like, that is like where I get my high, my energy from is live.
Well, I know tomorrow you're playing the Merkwood, but obviously this interview is going to go up after that. So last week you played at the Merkwood. Do you have any big shows coming up here in Seattle area or around the Northwest that we should promote?
Of course the Paramount show happening on December 12th, but we're excited to be in Portland and excited to be playing with Fishbone. That's very, very exciting.
Like that Lucky You in Spokane.
Lucky You day in before. Spokane. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And we have like, this is further in the year, like I said, a 2-week tour date of the West Coast. And I don't even have all of the locations yet, but I think after the holidays, you know, it'll kind of be like calmer and then it'll, you know, I don't think there's much in January, at least not that I can think of.
I do have some of the cities in my head if you want me to spit them out real quick, but I know it's like Bellingham, Tacoma, Olympia, Portland, either Bend, Medford, or Eugene. Then we'll hit up Sacramento. We'll hit up, I think it's San Jose, and then we'll hit up San Francisco, Oakland. Actually, after Sacramento, we'll run over Reno, come back into California, and then hit up Oakland, San Francisco, LA, San Diego. And I may have missed a city, but those are some of the places we'll be hitting up.
West Coast Road Dogs.
That's right. Up and down the five.
You guys got a tour van? Or are you going to be renting one?
We're probably going to rent something. Cool. So we'll see. Yeah.
Sorry. You guys are on the bus level now. You guys got a big ass bus.
We have a very reliable minivan right now.
Okay. All right. Cool.
It's actually called the Dadillac.
The Dadillac.
Cool. Yeah.
Grown and Sexy Dadillac vibes. I like
it. Thank you. That's right. Nothing but genuine the entire ride.
Oh, man. D'Angelo. Yep. So Paramount, December 12th, playing with a little band, kind of obscure, called Nirvana. Think they'll get pretty big. We'll see after you guys open for them. Any final words for Loud and Local in the Northwest before we let you go?
Thanks for being so supportive and amazing, Seattle. You're wonderful. Yes. And Kevin, and love you dearly.
Love you too.
That's what I was going to say. Shout out to you, Kevin.
Yes, I got it right again. Look at me doing my job.
Hey, right, let's thanks, talk guys. Wrestling soon.
Yes, we got to go see Ethan HD. Shout out Ethan HD. Ethan!
Heck yeah.
Right on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.